This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 2208, 5 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Hello there and welcome. I'm Myrna Lamb. Looking forward to spending these next 2 hours with you here on WPRO. I am an astrologer and a card reader. What that means is I work with a combination of this background in astrology. Astrology is all about studying how the planets affect your life. And we begin with a fundamental belief that where the planets are positioned when you're born affects your personality. And clearly, personality has a lot to do with destiny. You know, if you're an extroverted person, you go along one path. And if you're introverted, you tend to go along another. And then there's the fact that as the planets keep on moving, sometimes they set up wonderful opportunities for you, and sometimes it feels as if you're up against roadblocks, and sometimes it simply feels downright confusing. So, whether you're feeling confused, roadblocked, or full of opportunity, I may be able to shed some light on the situation, and all you have to do to get involved is pick up your telephone and give us a call. Phone numbers here at WPRO are 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776 or 1-800-321-WPRO, long distance, 1-800-321-9776. When you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your first name. You can make that up. He'll ask your birthday. I need the truth on that because that, again, is what sets the stage for me. When you come through to me, this is the most important rule of all. You need to ask me one question. And the reason for that is that on the air, we don't have unlimited time, so you need to focus me. You need to tell me whether you're interested in something having to do with your business and your finances, finding new work, a relationship. And if this is not completely clear yet, you just stay tuned because I'm going right to the phones. We're going to start tonight with Steve on a car phone. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, thank you, Steve. And I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what's your question for me?
I have some financial difficulty.
Okay. And are you working currently?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a look and see what the cards have to say. Now, you're very young, so I'm hoping your financial difficulties aren't too horrible. And the first card that just flipped out of the deck is the Two of Diamonds. Twos all pertain to money. The Two of Diamonds is the potential for you to make things better financially. So that's one very good testimony before we even get off the ground. And because you were born under the sign of Cancer, it's the King of Spades that represents you. I have that card, and clearly you have had a hard time of it, and it shows up right away. And question is, when you're having a hard time, what questions do you ask yourself? This is very important, Steve. I look at you, and you're a very young guy, and I look at your sixth house, which is all about employment. And you have a 4 and 10 of spades there suggesting that your employment picture just is not wonderful. It's not necessarily a job that's getting you where you want to go, and I don't see a lot of opportunity for you in your present with your present employer. And so that makes me look at the eighth house, because the eighth house is all about desire. It's all about focus. Now, you've got some interesting cards there. Tell me something, in all honesty, Steve. If there were something else that you might do rather than what you're doing right now, do you have something in mind? I don't want to know what it is. That's a yes-no question. Do you have something in mind? You do not.
No.
You like exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, I love what I'm doing.
Do you have credentials to take you where you want to go with what you're doing?
Kind of.
Okay. The kind of was a huge answer. Because, you see, your eighth house cards indicate that you don't. And so do your ninth. Now, look, if you really want to solve your own financial problems and you want to continue to succeed in this field that you really do like, you're going to have to go get the rest of those credentials. Period. And you're so young. Why not do it? Why not start?
It's criminal background that gives me the problem.
Your criminal background?
Yeah.
Will keep you from going where you want to go?
Yep.
Have you spoken to any attorneys to see if that can help you, if they can help you with that?
Yeah, and they can be done.
All right, okay. Look, when you add up your circumstances and you see that you cannot do some things, then the only intelligent thing for you to do, and you're a bright enough guy, is find another approach. It may mean that you cannot do exactly what you want to do. It may mean, therefore, that you need to come up with an idea that's a little bit different, and that takes me right back to the eighth house, because the eighth house is all about ideas. And you have the Ace of Hearts there, and Steve, that's a wonderful, promising card. So my answer to you as far as your finances are concerned is I don't see a big step out from the situation you're in unless you put something more into the mix. I'm sorry that you got yourself into some trouble and that it's preventing you from accomplishing what you'd really like to. But your cards indicate to me plenty of opportunity for you to alter that desire a little bit and come out ahead. Steve, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Diane in Franklin, Mass., welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Diane. And let's see, you were born at the beginning of the sign of Cancer. And what is your question for me?
I'm calling in regards to my nephew, and I'm wondering whether he will be accepted to the college of his first choice.
Okay, and what is his birthday?
November 4th.
So he's born under the sign of Scorpio, and there are some really nice planets around for Scorpios at this time. Both Jupiter and Saturn are in promising places. The only problem is that right now, well, Mars was retrograde, but it's gone direct, and that helps. So when did he send in his application, roughly, do you know?
Sometime last year. Mm-hmm. He got rejected at the first choice.
In early
first
admission.
Acceptance. But
right.
In March, I think, they're supposed to send out the regular ones.
Okay. In his ninth house, which represents college, there is one diamond, one heart, one club, and one spade, and that means that the situation is not clear. In his third house, which is all about news, there are a couple of spades. So these cards make me feel concerned about his capacity to be accepted into his first choice school. And so, if he were my nephew, what I would say to him is, do you realize that it is much easier to transfer into a school than it is to get accepted there as a freshman? Because the answer to that question is, it is much easier. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, well, it is. So he could very well have an awfully good chance of transferring in at either at the end of freshman or sophomore year. So if he really wants to graduate from a specific school, he should not give up that goal, even if he doesn't get accepted there as a freshman. Diane, thank you for the call.
Thank you, Myrna.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. One line is available. DJ in New Bedford, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, DJ. And I see you're born under the sign of Gemini. And what's your question for me?
Well, I've been having a little spat with myself and career lately.
Mm-hmm.
There's a definite path that I want to go down.
Right.
But I keep ending up in situations with this other path that I really don't want to go down, but it seems like I'm good at that path.
I get you. Okay. It's almost like if you can't love the one you're with, you know, if you can't be with the one you love the one you're with. So here you are. You want one thing, and you keep getting this other thing, and it isn't what you want, but it's what you're good at. That
right.
is very confusing. It really is. Queen of Diamonds represents you. Now, did you finish college?
Not finished, no.
You're not finished. Are you in school now?
I'm about to go back. I just moved up here from Texas. So.
Okay, well, welcome to Rhode Island, Massachusetts. I hope you like it around here.
Oh, I do. It's wonderful.
Oh, good. Excellent. All right, now I have the card that represents you, and just taking a look at what's going on with regard to your career and which choice is which. Okay. I can see that you really do wish that you would be doing this other thing. And I believe that it will be easier for you once you have completed your education. Right now, your cards are gorgeous in the area that has to do with interviews and with learning. And so mm-hmm. what I really would encourage you to do is be a little bit more patient with yourself. You have a job that's reasonable for you right now. It may not be what you love, but it's reasonable, and it pays you reasonably well. So, in effect, what I'm saying to you is your life is working quite well right now, and you need to put a lot of energy into finishing school. You really need to do that because it's going to open doors for you. So instead of having a job that might be more demanding, stay with what you've got, finish your schooling, and then you're not going to have any trouble at all moving off in the direction that you really want to be in.
Well, great.
Thank you very much for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Marianne and Karen, you're coming up. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here with us on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. All you have to do to get involved with this program is pick up your phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Right now, all the lines are full. So when I say goodbye to someone, please join us. Marianne in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I am well, thanks.
How's my financial picture looking down the road here?
Well, let's take a look. You're born under the sign of Sagittarius.
Yes.
Are you employed?
Part-time.
Part-time. Okay, let's get the cards down and see what's going on for you. And the Queen of Hearts is the card that I use to represent you. And, you know, Jupiter just went through your sun sign all last year. It should have been a pretty good year for you.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't bad.
Okay. And now as we go into 2008 and 2009,
okay,
there are some things that are positive and there's a couple of things that are a little bit nagging.
Okay.
One of them has to do with the planet Uranus, and Uranus is all about change. And it's in a place that suggests you need to make some changes in your life that perhaps you haven't really wanted to. And so I have the Queen of Hearts, which represents you. And when I look at your financial picture, what I have is a set of cards that indicates stability and a little bit of slipping. So in other words, you're in a situation where you have X amount of money coming in, but your expenses are X plus.
Got it.
And it's going to, unfortunately, continue to be that way. And there's nothing we can do about it. Oil prices will be more next year. Electric prices will be more next year. Food will cost more, too. So you're going to have to do some things, and you know it. You're going to have to make some changes. Now, you've already begun thinking about them because you have cards that represent change in a bunch of key places in the layout in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't really feel like doing it, and I know that it's a real pain in the butt to have to do it, but the reality is that once you've made the changes, you're going to feel better. That's not a guess, Marianne, that's a promise, and it's based on the reality that the planet Uranus really does represent changes for the better. So give some thought to what this is. Have some conversation with your best friend. She's been urging you to make these changes, right?
Right.
Yes. Marianne, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Karen, in Providence, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
Can you
Karen.
Can you discuss health, please?
Sure. And you're born under the sign of Leo. Do you have a health problem that cropped up within the last couple of years?
Yes.
Okay. I ask that question because when Saturn goes through your sun sign, if there is a pending health problem, it's likely to surface. Now, what that means for everybody listening is, with Saturn now in the sign of Virgo, it doesn't mean that every Virgo listening to me at this moment is going to be sick in the course of the next 2 years. That's not what it means at all. What it does mean is, if there's something wrong, then it is quite likely to surface under these aspects. So I have the card that represents you, which is the Queen of Hearts. And when I look at your sixth house, there are some cards there that really are not wonderful, Karen. So you seriously are having some health problems. They're not clearing up as quickly as I might wish that they would for you. But in the eighth house, the cards are gorgeous. Now, the eighth house represents medical treatment that is fairly intense. And you have the Nine of Hearts there. So, Karen, while I don't think that you're feeling very well at this time, and I think that your health problems are apt to stay with you for the next few weeks or few months, I really am very optimistic for you in the long run. So keep your spirits up and let me know how you're doing. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Kim in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Kim. And you're born under the sign of Aquarius, and what's your question for me?
Well, I just started a job in Boston, and I just want to see if I'm going in the right direction.
Okay. And are you commuting to from Providence to Boston daily?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I take the commuter rail.
Okay. There are a lot of people who really love doing that. For me, it would just be impossible. The whole thought of having to add 2-plus hours a day, every day, to my work schedule would make me crazy. And the reason that I say that to you is I think that one of the most important things to ever do to feel good about your life is to do what I call taking your own emotional pulse. So, I mean, I had a dear friend who worked up in Boston for years and took that commuter rail. She loved it. For her, it was a chance to read the newspaper on the way up and decompress on the way back. It worked. But she also didn't have a family to come home to.
I do. That's the thing. I have a one-year-old daughter, and
absolutely,
it's hard.
It makes no sense.
I'm having a hard time.
No.
And I work full-time, too.
Sweetheart, it doesn't make any sense in my humble estimation. Not so humble, really. Kim, You're gonna. You're working full time. That's 40 hours a week.
Yeah, it's because I have to, though.
I respect that. I respect that, and I'm not finding fault with you. But when you add your travel time, it makes your work week closer to 60 hours.
Yeah.
I don't see how that works for you with a one-year-old at home.
Right.
And that's what this pattern is all about. It's a wonderful job. There's nothing wrong with the job. And it pays you pretty well. However, if you sat down and you figured out what you're being paid, with the reality that it's not a 40-hour week, that it's closer to 60, now suddenly the paycheck isn't that good. And I'm not deducting for the cost of parking at the train station and taking the train, because even if you work downtown Providence, you'd have to get there.
Right.
But it wouldn't take you an additional 10, 12, 15 hours a week. So I got to tell you, you have opportunities to find another job. Your planets are quite nice, and they're going to get better as we go through this year. I just think you need to make up your mind that working in Boston doesn't make sense with you unless you and your family can also move to the outskirts of Boston, which, by the way, also costs a lot more than living in Providence. Kim, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Ted in Little Compton, welcome to the program.
Myrna, how are you?
I'm well, Ted, and I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer.
Yes, want to give you an update. The eighth labor of Hercules, the cleanup is going along quite well.
Oh, congratulations. Oh, my goodness.
The more I get done, the better I feel about it.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Question. A certain company that my end run, as you termed it, was through a liaison with a gentleman for another company to order certain items for me.
Mm-hmm.
Order was placed about 3.5 weeks ago. Do you think it's twisting the lion's tail if I would ask him to make a call on my behalf as to whereabouts these items are or if they are coming?
I have two questions in response to yours.
Yes.
Number one, is it critically important that you get those items right now?
Not 100%.
Okay, take a deep breath and stop right there, Ted. If it's not critically important that you get it now, don't make the call. Wait at least until the 19th. That's only 2 more weeks, really. On the 19th, Mercury will go direct. If you haven't received the items by then, that's when you go and you ask.
Okay.
I wouldn't ask before then.
All right, thank you.
And congratulations on how well you're doing.
We're getting there.
All right, glad to hear it. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, two lines available. Maria in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Maria. And you are a Sagittarian. What is your question for me?
I wanted to know if I'd be finding my soulmate this year.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that question because six cards fell right out of the deck, and I'd like to hold them up so everyone can see. One of the cards that fell out is the Queen of Hearts. That's you. Next to you fell out the King of Diamonds. That would be your soulmate. A man who is born under an air sign of Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And by the way, that's perfect. The two best-suited signs to Sagittarius are Libra and Aquarius. He fell out with a Three of Hearts, which is good news. The Three of Diamonds, which is the potential to communicate. The Two of Diamonds, meaning that you'd be well-suited. And the Five of Hearts, the card of romance. So the answer to your question is yes. And the timing is between May, June, and July. Let me know, Maria. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Bob in Warwick. Welcome to the program.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, and you are a Virgo.
I've been on the same job now close to 40 years, and I just turned 65, and I'm thinking of retiring this summer. I'm in relatively good health, and I'd just like to know what the outlook is for that. Please.
All right. Let's take a look at the idea of retirement. Now, of course, for a Virgo, to say that he's going to retire is a big deal because Virgo is the sign of work. You work at everything. You work at cleaning up the yard. You work at your friendships. So I have the King of Clubs, which represents you, and you fall with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, and with the Ace of Hearts as well. That really does represent moving off in a new direction. Now, I've got news for you. You're not going to really, quote-unquote, retire. You're going to put yourself into doing something else. And I bet you've already got some ideas about what that is.
Yes, I do.
However, you're going to change your mind. So you're going to start off on this new direction, and you're going to hang on to it for a while. And then you're going to realize this is not exactly quite what you had in mind, and you're going to shift gears. I have nothing but good things to say for you, and I do believe this is a very good time for you to go forward with your plans to retire.
Well, I thank you very much, and I wish you and your family the very best.
Thank you, and to you. Thanks for your call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We're way too close to the beginning of the news for me to take another call. We have one line available for you here on WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb, and I'll be continuing with you in another minute. I just want to take this minute to let you know that should you be interested in private consultations, I do mini instant readings just like this out of my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., and all you have to do to get involved with that is call my office at 401-333-7970, 401-333-7970. Right now here on WPRO, it's time for the news with Laura Clarizio. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m. I am an astrologer and a card reader. I am making predictions for you. Our lines are full, but when I say goodbye to someone, please join us at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones. Let's start with Kurt on a cell phone. Kurt, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Kurt. I see that you're born under the sign of Pisces. And what's your question for me?
Well, Sally and I have been really best friends for over a year now, and I'm just wondering if it's going to lead to something or we're just going to be best friends.
All right. The King of Spades represents you, and I just need the month and day. What's her birthday?
2/11/62.
So she's born under the sign of Aquarius, and the Queen of Diamonds represents her. And I have the card that represents you, but you fall next to a different woman. Were you involved with somebody else fairly recently?
No.
Okay. I have the Queen of Diamonds, which represents this woman, who's the Aquarian, and she falls in your fifth house. Clearly, you are very attracted to her. I think she regards you more as a friend than as a lover. And I don't think you want to lose the friendship, but I don't know that it would hurt to let her know that you have very caring feelings for her. Have you already told her that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. She may be willing to explore the possibility with you. I am not convinced that that's where this relationship is going. The reason I say that is there really is another woman around you. Maybe not today, but there is. And there's another man around her again. Maybe not today, but there is. So as I'm seeing it so far, this doesn't look like it's going in that direction. You're not that well suited to each other, even though it may seem so at this time, Kurt.
Okay.
How long have you known her now?
I've known her for about 14 months, and we've been working together about 12 months.
Okay. But there's a huge difference between working with somebody and becoming romantically involved. There's a different side of the personality that surfaces. And I think you work well together, and I think you can be good friends. But beyond that, I'm not confident. I think she wants or needs something different in her life from what is most important to you. So go slowly and carefully, and then there doesn't need to be any conflict in terms of maintaining the friendship, even though I'm not really confident about this becoming a full-blown love affair. Kurt, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Jay in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, I see you're a Sagittarian, and what's your question for me?
Question is about health-wise.
Okay. How long have you been concerned about your health?
Oh, the past year and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Did things get any better last year at all?
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Okay. I was concerned because when Jupiter is in your sun sign, it can help you to improve. I have the Queen of Hearts, which is the card that represents you. And in the second set of cards, there's the Nine of Hearts, which is a very good card and speaks well as far as your health is concerned. But what I'm seeing here in the big picture is something that seems to have it's an ups and downs situation, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
You get to feeling better and then something happens and you don't.
Right.
And you get to feeling better again and then something happens and you don't. There seems to be some aspect of this that needs attention on your part. I don't know what you can do, but these cards are saying that there are more things that you can do for yourself, whether it's through physical exercise, whether it's through being more physical. But these cards are optimistic about you doing better if you take a slightly different approach. You also have a Nine of Spades falling up in the Ninth House. The Ninth House has a lot to do with the doctors that you work with. You have two sets of cards there. One set says you like, and the other set says you don't like. Are you working with a couple of different doctors?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
isn't there one who you just don't feel comfortable with, or you don't feel that she communicates with you very well?
Well, I changed.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And is it better now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, fine. Yes. That was the one thing that I could see. I can't tell you that I think this is getting all better now. It seems to me that you're still in a sort of a cyclical situation. It gets better and then it doesn't. But it does look as though things will improve, and I don't believe that you have to look forward to all of 2008 feeling with as much of a problem with your health as you did have in 2007. Jay, thank you for the call. Jenny in East Providence, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Jenny. You are a Capricorn. What is your question for me?
I'm wondering about prospects for employment anytime soon.
Let's take a look. How long have you been unemployed?
Since September.
Okay, that's a long time for a Capricorn,
yes,
because you are a very hardworking person.
Yes.
You happen to have beautiful cards in the place that represents interviews. Do you have something scheduled fairly soon?
Well, Monday I'm going to be calling the agency back. They may have something for me.
Okay. The aspects are a little bit messy right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were possible for you to take a deep breath on this until the 18th, 19th actually, of February, I'd really recommend that you wait until then. Just because we're in a Mercury retrograde, and while Mercury retrograde does not confuse absolutely everything, it does have a lot to do with interviews, with communicating with people. So the idea of going out on an interview with regard to a new job under a Mercury retrograde, altogether too often you find out that what's really expected of you is quite different from what you thought it was going to be. It's as if you've been thrown a curveball. So go ahead. Does the picture look bright for you all in all? Yes, it certainly does. If this particular job is offered to you, it's okay, but it's not what you want. There are plenty of cards here that indicate loads of potential for you, but not right now. It's more like once spring hits, and, well, it's certainly March and April, things look much better. I don't see you being unemployed beyond April, May, June, at the very, very worst. Jenny, thank you for the call.
Thanks.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines have opened. If you were trying to get through and couldn't, now is the time to call. Chrissa in Newport, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I am well, thanks. And you are also a Capricorn. And what is your question for me?
Oh, boy, I'm trying to decide which one to ask you.
Flip a coin, okay.
Too much pressure.
Oh, no. Oh, she must have Libra rising. Very hard to choose between A and B.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
All
yes,
right, Chris,
I've heard that before.
You do have Libra rising. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a new business, finances, and my love life all complicated together.
So okay, well, Chrissa, you can call my office for that. I can't do it on the phone.
Okay, well, we're starting a new business.
Okay,
so
who's we?
A friend of mine.
And what's her birthday?
Mine.
What's hers? I've got yours. You're a Capricorn.
He's a Libra. Actually.
He is a Libra. Okay, so you're going to drive each other really crazy.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm kidding you. He falls with the Nine of Hearts, which is the best card in the deck, right in your second house, meaning that with him, you can make money. He also falls in a seventh house placement as well, and that represents that you and he can be very good partners. When I said you drive each other crazy, here's the thing. He has a hard time making little decisions, and so do you. And that's what you have to be aware of. So it simply means that you have to have a procedure for handling decisions, and you need to assume full responsibility for certain aspects and he for certain others. Okay, you got that?
We're pretty good with that, yeah.
Excellent. And as long as that's the case, then if he's having a hard time making a decision about some aspect that's part of his side of things, you tell him that you trust him to do it and that you'll be patient until he's ready to. In other words, even though you may be able to make some of these decisions more rapidly than he, don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Very
okay.
important. Do not step in, because what will then happen is you'll be stepping on his toes. He will back away. You will take over more and more. You will feel taken for granted. And he will feel like, well, she's taking over anyway. Can this work out? Yes, it certainly can. Is it the easiest thing on the planet? No. You've got to go carefully. The business looks as if it's going to go through some ups and downs before it settles out. And it may be August, September, October before it's really clear what direction you're going in and what needs to be clarified. It will take you a while, but I feel pretty good for you. Chrissa, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, two lines available. Debbie in Johnston, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm concerned about my son. He broke up with his girl. She's in drug rehab. I'm hoping you'll tell me that they're over and done with.
Well, he's very young still.
Yeah.
And how long had he been involved with her?
About a year and a half.
Okay, he's a Sagittarian.
Right, and she's August 11th.
So she's a Leo.
Right.
Okay. The bond between them is very strong. Hmm. Part of it is that he feels on some level responsible.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, but he does. He somehow feels responsible for her. And there's nothing that you can do about it. The only thing you can do is you can tell him that you're reading, learning, studying. I hope you are. Mm-hmm. About alcohol and drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Because one of the tenets about AA or NA is that a person in recovery cannot be in an intense new emotional relationship for a year. They're not ready for it.
Okay.
So if he really respects her and her sobriety, he needs to back away and not put pressure on her.
Oh, she's in California, and she lives in New Jersey and goes to school in Boston.
All of which makes it very difficult for her, by the way, because that's a lot of pressure for her. So the best advice for him is that he stay in school, that he finish.
Well, he's out of college now, and she's finishing her master's. But
oh, okay.
I'm trying to discourage this whole thing. They broke up,
okay,
but
wait
I'm
a minute.
Afraid.
Okay, Deb. Stop yeah. trying to discourage.
Yeah.
It will have a boomerang effect.
Okay.
He and she fall in the same set of cards. He feels responsible for her. He honestly believed he would marry her.
Mm.
Neither one of these people is a fool. They've both gone through school. She's a bright kid who's gotten hooked into something. The best thing for you to do is keep your distance. The cards look optimistic, by the way, for her to become sober. And that's a big statement. Debbie, thank you for the call. We have one line available for you here on WPRO at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here. We're going right back to the phones here on WPRO, but before we do, I just want to take a second to invite you to check out my website. There's MyrnaLamb.com. And there's also AstrologyOfGreatSex.com. That's the name of my book. Book one is in bookstores now and available on Amazon.com as well. That's Astrology of Great Sex. Book two is coming out in May, June, and that is the Astrology of Great Gay Sex. I hope you'll check them out. Back to the phones. Let's start with Fred in Portsmouth. Fred, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly, Fred. You are a Gemini, and what's your question for me?
My question is, my prior boss I got along with very well with. I've been with this agency now for 4.5 years, and I have a great reputation. But my new boss, we're not exactly seeing eye to eye.
Is he younger than you?
It's a female. No, she's older, and
okay.
A lot of other employees have had issues with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, where does my future lie with her as I try to work things out? And specifically, what do the owners think of the overall situation?
Okay. The King of Diamonds is the card that represents you. You fall between the 3 and 5 of Hearts. Those are very good cards. And so it would seem that your situation is pretty secure. I look up in the 10th house, which represents the company employing you. You've got all nice cards there. There's not a single blemish. So it, as far as I can tell, you're okay, in spite of the fact that she and you don't seem to have much of a rapport. How long has she been in this new position?
I've been there 4.5 years, and she's been there just shy of 6 months.
Okay.
And the reason, I really want to work things out with her.
No, the reason I asked you the question is supposedly you've only got about 2 months when there's a new boss to make things work. And it's been more than that.
Right.
Okay.
So do I have to watch my back? What are the owners? I mean, do I really have
you
to
You seem to be okay with the owners. But let's face it, they chose to hire this person and put her into that position.
Right.
And you have to answer to her.
Right.
So you are going to have to watch your step. Now, you're not exactly over the hill, but there are a lot of people in positions of authority who seem to feel that younger is better. And so being 40 can be a problem, even though that sounds ridiculous, and I think it is ridiculous. But your cards do indicate that at this moment you're all right. So let's be careful who you say what to.
Okay.
And just keep your eyes open. For the moment, I think you're okay.
And keep performing the way I'm doing and everything should be fine?
Absolutely. Trust that. But watch what you say and to whom. do not get into any kinds of critical conversations about her with anybody else in the workplace. Fred, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO, one line available. Sally in Boston, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Sally. I see you're a Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I'm just wondering what you see in the relationship area.
Sure. Is there any man around right now with whom you're interested?
Possibly.
Okay. Well, let me see. Do you happen to know his birthday?
No.
Okay. I have the Queen of Diamonds, which represents you as a Libra. There is a man who falls right beside you. He's described as having a lot of water sign characteristics. That's Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. A person who's a sensitive and somewhat emotional person who may worry but is also an empathetic. That does not look like a relationship that can develop for you. And I had a sense that that may have been someone from your past.
Mm-hmm.
There is, however, a guy who's right on the surface of the cards with beautiful cards around him. He is described as a Libra, a Gemini, or an Aquarian, an air sign like you, and a man with whom you could be in a relationship as soon as this month or as late as August. He has relatively light hair. He's about 5'8". He's just about the same age as you. I do not think you have to do anything out of the ordinary to meet him. He seems to be around you to some extent. So the best advice I could give you is that you just take a good look around you, and if you see someone who sort of matches that description, for heaven's sakes, say hello. Sally, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Michelle in Attleboro, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Michelle. You are a
Hi.
Cancer, and what's your question for me?
I'm calling because I was in a 3-year relationship, and about a little over a year ago, we lived together, and we broke up, and
yes.
He moved out to Florida with his sister to help her out through some tough times.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, since then, I flew out there. He's come to see me, and I just want to know if you can tell me if there's a future for us or if this is going to be the end. I mean, we really don't know. He seems to think that our relationship will work being so far away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see that happening.
Right.
And the way I look at it is we broke up for a reason and distance isn't going to change that.
Well,
but
you're
of
right.
Course, I still,
no,
yeah.
You're right. Distance
but we
is not going to, well, yeah, you love each other and you couldn't live with each other. And when you couldn't
right.
live with each other and you broke up, he went to Florida. Now, you know,
right.
I have family in Florida. I know what it's like to go down there. And nobody has that much money all the time, unless you're really
right.
rich. So this is a problem. Now, what's his birthday?
Yeah. His birthday is May 1st, but he did go out there because his sister was really sick, and she was going through a divorce. So he was out there for a purpose.
I understand that, but he's still there. Do you have any chance to go there? Would you be interested in moving there?
No, he wants me to move there, but I do not want to move there, no.
Then the relationship is over, Michelle. Now,
right.
I have the card that represents you. He falls in your fifth house. I do believe you care for him. There's also another
yes.
man falling right beside you and another man falling right beside him, which suggests to me a couple of opportunities for you to become involved with other people. But very simply, there's no way at your ages and where you might want to go with your lives that it's going to work if he's going to stay living in Florida and you're going to keep on living up here in Massachusetts. It isn't going to happen. So I would let it go if I were you and move on. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Allison in Plainville, Mass., welcome to the program.
Thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you, Allison. And I see that you are born under the sign of Pisces.
I was.
And what's your question for me?
It's a relationship question. I have a great man in my life, but I'm not sure if it's the right decision to be making, and there's someone else kind of coming back into the picture, and I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. All right, so there's one man around you who's been around for a while. What's his birthday?
I believe it's October 4th. It's early October.
All right, so he's a Libra, and therefore the King of Diamonds in my deck. And then there's another man who's coming back into your life from your past. What's
yes.
his birthday?
It's also October, and I can't remember the date.
Okay. All right. Is it later in the month?
It's either mid to later in the month.
Okay.
I feel like he's later.
All right. I have the card that represents the man from the past. He falls outside the reading, and there are several cards that connect to him. His life is still not settled. There's been
right.
another woman in his life. And I'm not convinced that that other relationship is all over and done with. So to go back into that relationship might be really jumping voluntarily out of the pot and into the flames. It doesn't make sense. As far as the Libra man is concerned, he is available and he likes you, but you're not madly passionately in love with him. You're not. And why would you in your 20s want to settle for someone who you know in your heart of hearts isn't the person you really want to spend the rest of your life with? So he may be a wonderful guy, but it's it's a little soon to make that kind of a decision, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I just told you is nope to number one, nope to number two, and keep on looking, Allison.
Do you have anything positive to tell me?
I just told you a whole lot of positive things. I just helped you to avoid getting involved with a man who's not really free. I just helped you to keep from making promises to a man you do not love enough for his sake or for yours. And if you really think about it long and hard, those were both very positive things to tell you. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Annie in Pawtucket. Annie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Annie, I see you're a Capricorn, and what's your question for me?
I'm seeing this guy, but I'm not sure he's into me.
Okay, and what's his birthday?
December 12th.
So he's a Sagittarian, and you're a Capricorn.
Yeah.
Again, not the easiest of all possible relationships.
Yeah.
And if you were both in your 20s, I would probably say I don't think so.
Yeah.
But you're older and therefore a little bit smarter.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, he does like you. I don't know whether he's into anybody to the extent that you might be hoping.
Yeah.
So it isn't so much that I don't think he's not into you, as I'm not sure he's really into being committed. However, I think there's potential with him.
Yeah.
I think there's potential. How long have you been seeing him now?
Like 6 months, but I didn't hear from him for a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it just may be that he's sort of beginning to wonder. But there is potential. And if it's not him, then watch out for the King of Hearts. Watch out for that Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius other guy who I think is right around the corner. All right, Annie, thank you for the call. We are out of time for this hour. I'm going to be here with you on WPRO for one more hour, so please stay tuned. I'm Myrna Lamb, and you're listening to WPRO.